Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2024. Earlier today, the Indiana Hoosiers dominated most of the day, defeating Belmont 15-7. Devin Taylor had two extra base hits, including a 3-RBI double. Tyler Cerny hit a home run. Ethan Phillips earned his second win in as many days, this time with a 3-inning start, allowing only one run. Taylor Phillips and head coach Jeff Mercer met with the media following the contest.
So just first of all, for both of you, how's it feel after the losing streak to get a series win?
It feels great. You know, we kind of had that vibe in the locker room where it's like, man, this isn't us. This isn't the team that we know we are. And so we come out, you know, we make some changes. We get the guys buzzing again, and, you know, we feel back where we want to be.
Devin, you kind of seemed to break out after that first big hit today, because you've been struggling a little bit with runners in scoring position. What was kind of going through your head today?
Well, I mean, like, throughout this so-called struggle, like, it's all been line drives right at people. I just haven't really changed anything. Like, same approach, outs, like, sitting on my pitch and then being stubborn with it. And, like, of course, with runners in scoring position, you want to do your job. And that's all I wanted to do there.
Can you talk a bit about the couple of the extra things you did? You know, you made sure you scored on a wild pitch, diving catch, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's anything for the team to win, like, whether it's a catch, like, to help the pitchers out, like, balls. Like, every run counts in this game, especially with how we've been playing lately. But we're gonna go up from here for sure.
Yeah, how did it feel to kind of have the pitching come together and work today?
It feels great. You know, we talk about, we know how talented we are, and it's on both sides of the ball, but especially pitching. You know, our goals, like our team motto, is six or less, six runs or less, and obviously the pitchers haven't done that recently, and it's like, it's just getting back to who each pitcher is, you know, executing the stuff that we're good at, and just being the pitchers that we are, not trying to do too much, just, you know, doing the things that we're taught and executing pitches. And so it feels good to kind of get that click.
What specifically was working well for you today?
For me, it was just kind of, you know, I was going sinker slider a lot with the changeup. And so not trying to do too much, not trying to mix 5-6 pitches at once, just, you know, throwing my best stuff in the zone and going from there. You know, I didn't really have to take the foot off the gas with either of those pitches. I was just, you know, hammering sinker slider and had success today.
Well, Coach, you had to be pretty pleased with how your guys pitched it today.
Yeah, we pitched really well. You know, we didn't play very good defense and didn't give much support. But, you know, we had talked about doing a better job of, and you've mentioned it, about executing our fastballs to halves of the plate and not just attacking necessarily in the middle. But, you know, sometimes those things, as young people, we can kind of misconstrue. Right? When we're in the zone, we want to attack, but we want to attack with quality pitches. And we threw fastballs on both sides of the plate. Had multiple off-speed pitches for a strike and pitched it really well. We got to do a better job of supporting him defensively, but I thought we did a really good job. I thought I started with Reisdorf yesterday. He did a really good job, kind of set the tone with the two-seam and the four-seam. And then, you know, Ethan Phillips was really just supposed to kind of open the game up, give us one, and end up giving us three shutouts. So he did a terrific job and just set the tone for the whole day, and the guys followed suit.
And given that, and given the list of guys you said, that this actually seems to set you pretty well, set you well up for Terre Haute, right?
Yeah, it really does. We feel like we're in a good position. Aiden Decker-Petty was really good again today. That's two in a row for him, and so he'll be back up on Tuesday. And, you know, the Shaw rushing group will have, you know, Reisdorf if you need him back, you know, back to finish the game again. And so we're set up in a decent spot, and that was kind of the goal. I know we didn't necessarily do a great job on Friday, I think offensively more than on the mound, but that was the goal going into this weekend, was to get lined up to where we could have guys on the mound on the weekends and the midweek that could make us more competitive across the board, and we've done that. So hopefully we can stay on schedule, no more rain, no more weather, and allow us to kind of go and be where we need to be at on the mound.
Statistically, going into this series, this was Belmont's best starting pitcher. So, you know, how did your guys, you know, do so well in attacking him today?
Well, he was tough. He was really quick off the ground, and the fastball really played up, big time ride guy. And he pitched at the top, he had a tough time controlling the top of the strike zone. So when he landed it up there, it was really tough to handle. But we waited him out, had some walks, had some free bases, and were able to kind of open it up from there. And so the different pitch profiles, you have to be patient in different ways. You see some sinkers and slider guys, you got to get them up, and the four-seam ride guys got to get them down. And so we did that today where we got him down, got him on the plate, took our walks, were patient enough with it. And then, you know, we had a couple really hard hit balls there. Tibbies is without the wind, is probably a homer. And then Cerny hits that bases, has to double with the bases loaded, is probably a homer on most days. So we got him down on the plate with guys on base, and we were able to hit some balls hard and kind of give us a little breathing room there early with him. But he was good. He was, even though you knew it going into it, he hit the ball well, inline arm swing. The ball really jumped on you, and it was smart. It was smart. They did a good job. They played their hand right and gave themselves a chance.
Devin in particular, you know, had left a lot of guys on base on Friday. He comes in today and he gets a really big hit with the bases loaded.
You know, we did that yesterday. Mitchell had a big two-out hit. Tyler had a big two-out hit. And then Devin followed suit today with a big one as well. And so that's, you know, we haven't done a good enough job of finishing innings. We've had a lot of opportunities to do that, and we're starting to kind of break through there. I think a lot of it comes down to overswinging, trying to do too much effort, skying balls, fouling pitches back, and just getting to good counts, staying simple and squaring it up. And if you hit it at somebody, hit it at somebody. But yeah, Devin was really, really big for us. You know, good to have him, you know, back today, and it came through for us and really opened the game up, gave us a little bit of room to work with, and some, get some different guys in the game on the mound.
You'd mentioned the defensive woes. Tungini in particular had to basically get five outs in his one inning. Those kind of innings have tended to blow up for you in the recent weeks. Yeah. What was different about how they approached that one?
I thought he managed really well. He didn't get sped up, you know, because when those things happen, like you said, it's easy for the pitcher. Then you fall behind. Now you're trying to go for the strikeout because you're not making plays behind him. And then you fall behind, you walk a guy, you hit a guy. And then he kept executing pitches, and we were able to turn double play. And that really was the turning point in that inning, was him continuing to, you know, pitch the contact, pitch the halves of the plate, land the off speed, and he got the rollover. You know, that kid had killed us all weekend. He got the rollover there, and we turned double play, and we were able to get out of it. But, yeah, he held his composure and stayed locked in and just kept executing and just kept, you know, letting the defense make a play. And, you know, we didn't early in that inning, but at the end we came through for it there.
And then, guess just in general, after this series win, kind of what's the vibe? What are you guys thinking about going into conference play?
Well, we're lined back up on the mound, which is a really good thing for us. You know, we anytime you get hit in the mouth, anytime you kind of get a little bit stunned and a little bit shell shocked, there's a point where you have to just respond. I didn't think we did that on Friday, but we have the last 2 days. Now we have to get back to being more fundamental, like we were the first couple of weeks. Part of that's being home and being able to work on those things more. Part of that's valuing all aspects of the game. So you go into this weekend and you kind of get your fire back. You kind of get your legs back underneath you and get your confidence back and your edge. And we played offense the last 2 days, like we're capable of playing offense, like we're accustomed to playing offense. And so we just got to add those other pieces back into the game. I didn't think our secondary leads were very good. We didn't bunt very well today. And so just the aspects of the game that are more controllable, not just the passion, not just the finishing up bats, not just those things, but just getting back to playing the caliber of baseball we did the first couple of weekends in all facets and all areas is the main focus this week. And we'll have a good work week. We'll get back after it. But the main thing is getting your confidence back, get your legs back underneath you. And like I always say, Mike Tyson has a famous line, everybody's got a plan to get hit in the mouth. Well, we got hit in the mouth. And so you got to get back up, you got to punch back, you got to fight back. And we did that the last 2 days, and now it's got to carry forward, which I'm confident that it will.
What are you thinking is sort of kind of the future of that second base position?
For right now, we're going to go with Jason Oliver. He's given us a really nice, stable defensive presence. He's made a bunch of good plays. He's really athletic. He's made several nice diving catches. And he's given us quality at bats. You know, he's walked a bunch. He had a couple base hits, had a big base hit today, RBI. And he's a very, very talented player. Was a prolific high school player, a big-time recruit. And kind of our MO has been to let young guys fight it out. And if a guy ends up kind of taking that job, then you ride the hot hand. And he kind of falls in line with that. So, you know, you want to be cautious and careful when you can and make sure you don't rush a guy into it. But As of today, kind of my plan going into this week is to continue him to second base and keep getting him better offensively. He'll keep figuring it out. But, you know, if you take free bases, you have competitive at-bats, you get a base hit every now and then, and you play really good defense, then we're going to have a chance to win. And he's done those things. And he's certainly – the upside is as high as anybody we have on the team. So it's a good recipe for success.
You mentioned here about the fact that you might have Reisdorf available at the end of the game Tuesday if it comes to that. Yeah. Is that kind of a role you're seeing for him going forward?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, with kind of the ascension of, you know, Julian's done a good job giving us some innings. You know, Phillips did a good job today. You know, Jack Moffitt wasn't good Friday, but he's been good. He's given us some length. And so you start to see some different guys expanding their roles, and that gives you a little more confidence. And the reality is, you know, the one thing you know Rise has done well is to finish games. And so, you know, we could go into the thing where if he doesn't throw in the first 2 days, he could start on Sunday. But putting him in a position to be successful on the back end, I think, is the wise move. And then if you need him to start and give you the first 4 or 5 innings, and that's always an option. But it worked out well for us this week. We had him up today in case we really needed him. And then if we can get some length in our front end from guys, even if it's 3 or 4 here and 2 or 3 there, it gives you the chance to have a guy that you can give the ball to in the 8th and 9th and kind of finish some games and try to get back into a more conventional rotation. And the reality is, you know, Dustin and I have talked about it. We're a little bit later this year than last year on kind of finding guys' roles where you've got to have a good one and then got to kind of have a poor outing and back and forth, and you're not quite sure what you're getting when you put a guy out there. And we're starting to stabilize a little bit. And if we can continue that trend, then putting guys in the right spots, part of it is I think Rice out in the back will help us to do that. And give, you know, if you can keep it close in a ball game, maybe you're trailing, if you can keep it close and maybe tie it up or get the lead there late, it does give everybody a shot of confidence to be like, hey, we'll give the ball to our back end guy. And I think that helps to stabilize a lot.
So would you say kind of the quantity of arms that you've had have almost made that a more difficult task?
I would say, yeah. You know, Justin and I were talking yesterday about, and this has been a harder schedule, the reality, this has been a harder schedule than last year, and the timing of it's been harder too. And the injuries, right? So you have the injuries early, you lose 160 innings, and now you're really trying to find out guys' roles and where they fit. So we're starting to kind of get shape, and the truth is you don't know until you just run guys out there. And I know that stinks sometimes, and believe me, it's hard to watch sometimes, but if you don't find something with ADP, right? Well, you got a guy now that's all right, that's 2 outings in a row that he's come out and done a really good job. If you don't keep running him out there, you don't find that. You know, we're trying to find that with Rushing and Shaw and Vogel and getting Holderfield back in the mix, making some adjustments, getting him back over to the other side of the mound, using more change-ups, doing some of that stuff. So we're starting to stabilize a little bit. But, yeah, just anytime. And, again, everybody has injuries, so it's not an excuse, but just the reality is when your rotation changes substantially from what you had intended, you're just going to have to go through it until you figure it out. And then, you know, like you always say, you just play today. You play today to try to win, but you want to play your best baseball the last month or 6 weeks. And the only way to do that is you got to keep guys healthy, and you got to get young talented players in the game until they get their confidence, until they get, you know, feel success, and then try to get them 2 or 3 outings in a row until they can carve out a role. So we're starting to get it. We got a little bit of ways to go, but we're in a heck of a lot better spot than we were a week ago.
The Hoosiers next travel to Terre Haute to take on Indiana State at Bob Warren Field in a Tuesday midweek before opening big play against Illinois on Friday. See you at the BART.